Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Third hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're about to be joined in studio by a very special guest doctor to talk about some of the latest with the COVID madness and the vaccines. But first, I want to play this clip from Representative Biggs. He had a Maricopa County official who was, not cooperating with the election audit, and said a lot of things before he was in front of Congress, said a lot of things on Twitter. But now that he's under oath in Congress, his tune has changed all of a sudden, and some pretty big revelations here as more Republicans are starting to realize that there was a lot of shady business that went on in the 2020 election. Trump is very akin to it as well. You could tell that in the Molly Hemingway article. I think that she could have, maybe she's saving actually some of the juice from that for another story. But here's Representative Biggs grilling a Maricopa County official on his doublespeak when it came to the 2020 election audit. Here it is.
We'll start with Mr. Benton, and we'll try to work on down so everybody can get there. Is it standard practice to delete files off a server after an election, Mr. Benton?
I hope not.
So, Mr. Gates, would you agree with that?
I would say that it is appropriate to maintain files, and that's exactly what we did. We deleted the deleted files had been discussed. They were archived.
So you admit that you guys did delete, Maricopa County did delete files off the server after the election?
That are archived.
Yeah, and so when you released these servers and this information to the auditors to begin with, they didn't have access to those archived files at first. Is that fair to say?
They did not subpoena those. That's correct.
Okay, so you didn't feel obligated to turn that over then to them?
We responded to the subpoena.
Okay. Mr. Bennett, your response to that?
I find it, frankly, laughable to suggest that a county, in response to a subpoena, could say we will delete files from the hard drives and materials that we give to the auditors because we have those files archived on data that we did not give to the auditors when the subpoena said turn over all the records related to the election.
Yeah, see, that's the way I read the subpoena. It was more broadly than the county read it, for sure. So your Twitter account mentions that the purging of the 2020 election database in the beginning of February is a standard practice. Can you please confirm for me that that's what you do for all elections, after all elections, you do that?
I cannot confirm that for you today, but we can certainly get you that answer, Congressman.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, can you confirm that today or not?
I really can't confirm that either today. I just know that because there is limited space on these servers, when you have to run another election, then you have to make room for the additional election data.
So was there additional? Was there still? Well, let me just rephrase this. If that is the standard practice, which is kind of, I don't think you guys are saying that you know for sure, but the chairman just intimated that that's the case. Can you explain to me why data was still present for prior elections on the database in and of itself?
Yeah, again, I don't have an answer to that question, but we'll certainly get you an answer for it, Congressman.
Okay. All right. I would appreciate if you would give me that information.
And I do think that it's important that our recorder has suggested that he will be answering every question in a timely fashion.
That's the same recorder that campaigned that Adrian Fontes was incompetent and called him a criminal. And he was the guy that was running the 2020 election, and you actually hired someone to oversee Mr. Fontes because you guys didn't trust Mr. Fontes as well. Is that the same guy, Steve? Is that the same Stephen Richard?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it that way exactly. But what we did was we did have statutory and boards, as you know, congressmen, boards of supervisors have responsibility for election day operations,
yep.
And we took that back so that we would have four Republicans and two Democrats overseeing the 2020 election. We thought.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And I am joined in studio by Lynn Davenport, who is going to be breaking some news right now. A lot of people may or may not be asking, but it's pretty much a fundamental question. When you hear the talk about mandatory vaccines, well, how is this going to be implemented? How is this going to be rolled out? How can we accept this? And then how can it actually be put into practice? And so Lynn is here to break some of that down. And there's kind of already some hints out there about it with the patent 02020606066, talking about using implantable blockchain technology into humans, working that in with vaccines, working that in with the social credit system, working that in with the digital currency. So I guess perhaps that is the plan. But what can you tell us about how blockchain technology is a potential implication when it comes to mandatory COVID vaccines or vaccine passports?
Well, I think the greatest threat is that we are going to be on blockchain. So we talk about it as a vehicle to hold our currency. But when you think about it in terms of our children being on blockchain, and they'll do it through the public school system. So in Texas is a target because we educate 1/10 of America's kids. And so think about it in terms of numbers across the country. So in Dallas, we have a blockchain contract that was set up through Dallas ISD, through the Education Service Centers, which they're all across the state. And that's how they implement resources. And really, that's another way that the teachers are indoctrinated is through the Education Service Centers. Then you have the Dallas Community College District, but it's not just the Dallas College District. You'll see it across community colleges across the state. So it's pitched as this convenient way to store your transcript, to access your transcripts and your diploma and your credentials. You can also store your health data on there. So they will be storing children's mental health data. So the contract was done through Greenlight Credentials, and that was it's a for-profit company. So when they pitch blockchain, they'll talk about it being this open source deal. You own your own data, and you will be in charge of your data. You own it, so therefore no one can have access to it unless you grant them authority. Well, it's not an open source deal. It was a deal done behind the scenes, a no-bid deal done in Dallas with this. It's really an ecosystem of players that are all connected in different ways.
Now, you say no bid contracts. A lot of people probably understand that, but some people don't. Explain why that's so key.
Well, because there's no competition. There's no open bidding. And so basically you can steer a contract. Now, sometimes they can get around that by saying, okay, sure, we'll open it up to all these.
But they already know who they're going to
be. They've already established.
But they're not even going through that dog and pony show anymore. They're just saying, yeah, we're just going to give it to our cronies.
Yeah.
And then they can charge whatever they want.
They can do that because, so if you look at, and this is bipartisan, so I think that's important for the listeners to understand, is that you can't pin this on one party or the other. So we've got Governor Greg Abbott, who signed two bills in the legislature on blockchain. Yay, we're going to bring blockchain. Texas is going to be a leader in blockchain. And he signed two bills that were done by conservative legislators. I saw Tan Parker at the blockchain conference here in Austin just earlier this morning. He was speaking. And Ted Cruz is speaking at this event. And so they talk about, you know, we want to be on the cutting edge here, and this is going to be, you know, Texas is going to be a leader, but they don't understand that when Governor Abbott also signed a bill saying that we're going to punish businesses who bring in vaccine passports, but that's going to be done on blockchain. So it's really an empty platitude if you think about it. So
well, that seems to be kind of the, that should be Abbott's slogan, actually, maybe, empty platitudes.
Empty platitudes, yeah.
And, you know, here's what, because I'm not a Luddite. I'm more of a conservative when it comes to technological advancements. I like to see them rolled out. I may not want to take part in it until I see, you know, how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can see the benefits of blockchain, and I can see the pitfalls of it as well. And when you talk about the vaccine passports being done on blockchain and then putting other health records in there, or I guess you're talking about educational records too. I guess, you know, you could put a report card in there, a diploma or whatever. Now there's no privacy. There's no refusal is what it is. So you think, oh, this is convenient. They sell it as a convenience. But really what it equals is no privacy, no refusal. Because someone will always, everybody says, oh, no, everything's private. It'll be private. Folks, get real. Okay, let's live in the real world here. Nothing is a perfect system. So blockchain, it will be hackable. It will be, you know, there will be pitfalls of it. And now you'll be there and you won't be able to refuse it because it'll all be digital. So you say, hey, you can't, I don't want you to access that. Well, too bad. It's all digital. I have access to it.
Right. It's pitched as this immutable, unhackable. It's the panacea. It's this utopia. So you don't have to deal with the bursar's office and the school office.
Or losing paperwork or, you know.
So, oh gosh, that just clunky stuff that you have to carry.
Yeah, it's so obnoxious. And privacy. Privacy is obnoxious to the government, too.
Well, exactly. And I do a lot of research on student data and privacy, and that's being violated all over the place. But if you think about your right to, well, informed consent, let's talk about informed consent. There is none. So you're basically entered into the system, and you're not given the full picture here. And the fact that it's a for-profit company and that you have the guy that the TEA commissioner appointed to the Education Service Center, who is the founder of this company, blockchain, and this green light credential.
But you know what? Let's actually lay the groundwork here because so how exactly is this going to be implemented in schools? Like what is the presentation? What is the actual execution of this in schools?
Well, so the deal done with Dallas ISD. So it is pitched as, okay, now you can access your transcripts easily through Greenlight, and so you go onto the website.
So that's just like a website with a cloud of information, basically.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, and so it's they call it a locker, and so this is your digital locker.
Well, of course, it's your locker. Okay, yeah.
That sounds like, you know.
Yeah, I had a locker in school, sure.
Modern school, that's
yeah.
Cool. And then you've got your digital wallet. So I think, so if you look at how the data will be stored, these schools want to be a central vaccination distribution center. So they tried to incentivize the teachers by paying them, bribing them to get the vaccine. They're also doing that with the students. They're bribing them in Dallas ISD.
By the way, I have this story right here. The mayor of Austin, somewhere in my stack, is now bribing people $50 to get the vaccine. Come get the vaccine. You can get $50. But hold out, folks. Might be $100 next week. Just saying.
Right. Bread and circuses. So you can get people to do just about anything by dangling the money. But
especially when you've told them they can't work or have a business anymore. Then they're desperate.
You can't go to a concert either. And so they're already doing that with vaccines. And the concerts, you have to show proof.
So
basically the threat is they put the kids and all their information on blockchain. You will not be able to access the public schools. You will not be able to go to concerts. You will not be able to work and buy and sell and trade.
I guess the difference here is, because that's what I'm trying, I want people to really understand the real flavor of this, because even when I was in school, we had digital platforms and stuff, but this is centralized. But this is centralized. Like, this is all centralized. Like, when I was doing it, it was a private school, and it, all your stuff was on that one server. The private school ran the server, and they did what they wanted with that information, and you were in control of your account. This is a centralized system that the whole state, at least in this level, at this point, would have access to. Eventually, the goal is obviously the whole planet.
Yeah, but they'll do it through these longitudinal data systems, which they're not supposed to be connecting those state by state. That's actually a violation of your privacy, but that's where they're headed. And so that data is being stored. I mean, Texas has mined more student data than any other state. We are ground zero here.
And see, of course, now this company can sell that data, just like Facebook sells their data, or your data, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter sells your data. Google sells your data. Now this, they'll also be able to sell your data.
Oh, yeah. Student data, that's a hot commodity. And if you look at, it was under Obama, Executive Order 12866, they basically gutted FERPA, which is Family Education Rights and Privacy Act. And so now any entity in the name of education research can now have access to private student data. And in Dallas, one is
how convenient.
Yeah, and the
all right. So we got to go to a break. Sure. But the government wants you to have a digital locker now, so they can reach into it and get anything they want out of it at any time. Nice.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
During the break, kind of off topic, talking to Lynn Davenport, my guest here, just about the indoctrination that's going on at schools. And we're going to get back into the topic of discussion. But it really is amazing, as you said, I think for the first time, at least in my lifetime, I don't know if it's ever been like this before, parents are looking at the public school situation and they're, for the first time, like leaning on the side of, I don't want my kids ever in public schools. I don't think that that's ever been the case before like it is now. I could be wrong about that, but it seems to me like that is seemingly the case. And so when it comes to this blockchain technology, is this something that you could also avoid when it comes to data mining and having your students or your kids' information being in this centralized hub of information on the blockchain? Is this something where again, like pulling them out of public schools or putting them in a private school, that could be an out to this?
Sure. I mean, the best way to stop this is to starve the beast. So you could pull your kids out. And I mean, because all they really care about is the butts in the seat funding. They get money, you know, for every child that's in the classroom.
And then they get more money when they sell the data for every child, too.
Absolutely. And so, yes, you can starve the beast by that. And you can also opt out of, I mean, there are options to opt out. There are a lot of parents in my district. I'm in Richardson ISD, even though I live in Dallas. The parents are opting out of social emotional learning lessons and social and emotional learning technologies. So you can do that too. So there are ways of just asking. Okay, I'm not endorsing that. I don't condone that. And you can opt out. Now in the private schools, I think there's this misconception that the private schools are a viable alternative, but they are also being included in all of this education technology that is targeting their emotions. They will also go for the convenient blockchain wallets.
Now that I think about it, it almost makes more sense for the private schools to adopt it first simply because they can spend the money and sell the data easier than the public school probably could because they have to jump through more red tape and more hoops. But getting back to the issue, so it's basically a centralized locker, if you will, for high school students or college students, where all their records are there on a blockchain, and they sell it as convenient. But it's just it's like centralizing any activity on the internet that then that company can sell. And this is what they want to do. What are your biggest concerns about this as it's being rolled out here in Texas and presented here in Texas? Your kids are going to be perhaps even part of this blockchain system if they implement it. What are your biggest concerns about this?
Well, I think that they will be able to control us if we are not allowed to participate in things. So it's, you know, you want to opt your kid out of this if that is the situation, but it's not just going to happen in the public schools. And so I'm trying to sound the alarm that we don't want blockchain technologies without a full discussion of the unintended consequences. So fine, if you are, you know, I met a bunch of people last night at the conference, the blockchain conference here in Austin, where you have this couple and they're Bitcoin miners. Well, they know nothing about this stuff, and they've never even thought about it.
They just know cryptocurrency.
Yes, and so we need to understand the full picture here, and I think they don't understand that. Also, how are they going to impose the global currency, or, if you want to be able to travel to a foreign country? All of that is going to be done through one system that is blockchain. I mean, blockchain's it. That's how they're going to do it. So how do we move into the future and stay innovative while also protecting ourselves? I don't know that we can really do this without the unintended consequences. I can't see it working. This is how they will do it.
Well, that's kind of my biggest fear with anything is centralization of power, because it removes the personal experience between, say, where you might have an issue, you go right to the principal of a school or whatever, to now it's, I'm getting an issue with this blockchain or something, and the person you're supposed to go talk to is on the other side of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make 10 phone calls just to get a hold of them, and maybe you're lucky if you can leave a voicemail that ever gets read. So it kind of takes that personal, peer-to-peer experience out of the schooling system, which we've seen in so many other cases. It takes that localized experience, makes it now on a planetary scale, and it just makes it more difficult to operate. And so, like you said, you're forced to walk in the straight line. If you go sideways, you're either out and there's no repercussion for the people that are running the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's pitched as decentralization. So that's the ironic piece of it.
Yeah, I don't see that.
That's
the most centralized thing you could imagine. Digital locker for all students?
That's the irony. And so I think there are those who, like I talked to the leader of the conference last night. We went to a barbecue dinner, and she said, wait a minute, so, we're trying to decentralize and put you in charge of your own data. But with a for-profit deal that's done in the public schools for blockchain, for the kids, that is not decentralization. That is actually a captive market, and they will turn a profit on this deal, and it's massive. So if it's scaled across the state and then the country, it's massive.
What happened to the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? It sounds like we're fixing something that's not broke here.
Well, they would say it is broke because, like I mentioned before, so you have to carry around, like, what if you lose your Social Security card, or what if you lose your ID? Now you can just have it before it's embedded in our skin, it's going to be a QR code.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal.
Right. And so I thought, okay, I get called a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist all the time. And so I thought, where better to go share this information, because you all get called that all the time. It is absolutely going to happen. They're already doing it. And so all we're doing is calling into light what is, they tell us what they're doing.
So in your eyes, this is part of the larger global plan to get all humans into this digital system of the currency and the social credit score and the vaccine passports. But you're focusing on this approach. You're focusing on this penetration of our privacy and our freedoms in the schools. Because I guess that's true. I mean, it has to be an all-out assault on all aspects of civilization if they really want to pull this off.
Yes, and so they have to start at the local level. And so I wanted you to be able to see what is a concrete example of how it's going to come in at the local level. And that I just happen to be here in Austin. It's perfect timing for this whole blockchain push. Ted Cruz, the Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis, she's a big blockchain proponent. So Texas and Wyoming are two of the biggest champions, and they're the leaders in blockchain. So parents, I mean, politics is local. And although you do a great job here on this show talking about global issues, and you in particular talk about more of the local stuff. So I think being able to see these contracts coming in through the school districts, the contracts, the data sharing agreements, the memorandums of understanding. If you everyone's focusing on school boards right now.
Well, and let's get to the vaccine passports angle. But this is why I think it's so important what you're doing. And it's not, even if you fail, there is no failure in this, because At some point, you're going to look back and you're going to try to figure out, how did all this happen? Well, you're laying it all out right now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's right here.
So that's why, you know, when it gets to this point and you're like, wait, the school system is all messed up. Digital locker, passwords, you're selling my data, my kid can't go to class because he has a fever. Like, what in the heck is going on? This is how they're building it right now. So let's lay it all out, tie it in with the vaccine passport when we come back with Lynn Davenport. This is the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars.com and Band.com.
A little more than 20 years ago, Japanese scientists discovered and were able to isolate a compound that is naturally in nature and in foods we eat, but in very, very low amounts. It's called PQQ or bio-PQQ. When you have the organic form of it, it does amazing things. It actually makes your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, but makes them last longer. That's basically the same thing. So it's as close to the fountain of youth as you're going to get. Well, DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 6 months. It's back in stock. The highest quality PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. This entire formula is about cleaning out your cells and helping your body last longer. And that is so incredibly important. We have it at 40% off despite the fact it's been sold out for 6 months at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. If you haven't tried DNA Force Plus, you really should. And for those of you that love it, it's back in stock, 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
think.
So, you know, I guess I was a little bit wrong when I said if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I guess record keeping, I don't think, is broke. But the school system is broke in many ways, and that's because they're failing to educate students. And there's probably a lot of different reasons you could point to as why the education factor of our education system is failing. But as my guest here, Lynn, was explaining to me in the break, and I want you to read that paragraph that you're reading, too, because I think it kind of explains a little bit better to the audience that may still try to understand what's going on. But it's basically like, well, the schools are failing as education centers right now.
Absolutely.
And so what can we do to make schools relevant again? And what can we do to carry on this tradition of American schools and make it relevant and feasible for the government, the world government, to still want to adapt it? And this is how they're doing it. It's by saying, hey, look, don't worry. We'll indoctrinate the kids. Yeah, they don't know math. They don't know history. They can barely read. Who cares about that anyway? That'll just make them more of a threat to the government if they can think for themselves. So let's just indoctrinate them and give them some free stuff. Put them on. Get them used to the digital, currencies. Get them used to the digital passports, the digital world. So when they come out of it, we already pretty much own them and control their fate. So talk about that.
Yeah, well, in my district, 52%, more than half the kids don't read on grade level. And I'll say don't because they could if they were taught properly. But they've abandoned their primary role in education. That's academics. Keep the kids safe and educate them. They're not doing that. And so they're really focusing on social emotional learning, anything but education. But they want to be this community center rather than being known for academics. They want to be a hub for a place where you go for your mental health services, your vaccines. My superintendent, Dr. Jeannie Stone, she is pushing vaccines big time on the teachers and eventually the students.
Were there any deaths from COVID in the school?
So coincidentally, right before our school board meeting on Monday, we had they announced a death of a teacher who has had not two vaccines, but also had the third booster.
Three vaccines?
Yes, and she died.
Sometimes it takes three. And by the way, I've got the same story here. I don't know if it's the same district that you're talking about.
Where a teacher and a student died?
See, the Connolly Independent School District. Are you familiar with that? So this is a different district then. Texas teen fourth from school district to die of COVID-19. And I looked into all these cases, and they say in each one, vaccination status unknown. That's a lie. They're all vaccinated. If they were not vaccinated, it would have been the headline, unvaccinated people die. So they were all vaccinated. They've all died. There was no outbreak in schools till post-vaccine. But I'm getting off topic.
Right, because the vaccine's the variant, and that's a whole other show.
Yeah.
So back to this. So basically, this with green light, I'll just read you their words because I want to.
And this is IBM, by the way.
Well, no, it's not IBM, but IBM will be doing blockchain. This is just a company that.
Oh, okay, got you.
A piece of blockchain.
Got you.
But IBM is another. Anyway, so Greenlight Locker eliminates multiple copies of transcripts, vaccination records, or other documents. And that was from the founder, Manoj Cuddy. And then the co-founder is Eric Reeves. And Eric Reeves is on the board. That's the one I was saying that Mike Morath, the Commissioner of Education, appointed to the board of the education service centers where a lot of these contracts come through.
There's a little conflict of interest there.
Yes. And then there's Vital 6, which is the mental health records of Greenlight Locker. So that is where the health and the mental health data will be stored. So that is where I believe the vaccine passports will take root, is through the health side of Greenlight credentials. So you've got your academic piece, you've got your healthcare piece. But in talking about how those schools, they want to be, since they failed at their job of educating kids, now they're like, okay, we'll be food distribution centers. We will be the central place where parents and children can get their vaccines. It will be where they get their feminine products. I mean, everything will be distributed through the schools. And in my district, 60% of our kids are on free and reduced lunch. We also are this is where a large number of the refugees are being resettled, is in the DFW area. And so we have a ton of kids with serious needs. And so they're just going to abandon academics altogether because they failed miserably in that department.
This is actually a really key topic that a lot of people don't comprehend, and I just understand this a little bit better because I worked in urban development in St. Louis and some schools there. So many, and maybe not in some of the more well-off areas, but in the big population density areas, so many parents rely on the schools for everything, basically, for the kids to eat, for the kids to have a place to go. They might not have a safe place to go. They might not even have anywhere to go. That might not be a grandma or an aunt down the street who's maybe not even there half the time. So the schools have even been turned into basically daycares for these students that don't have anywhere else to go. And so, you know, they'll get government money for lunch and they'll get government money for books and all that stuff. But this is an aspect of the control that the schools have gotten over students' lives simply because the parents can't do anything about it or they may not even be there.
Well, and you bring up a great point. I mean, we definitely have a crisis here. I think we've got, I always talk about we need a daddy campaign. We need dads to get engaged and care for their children.
That's it, exactly. That's my point, is that the school has become the daddy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, you want to get lunch? Where's your vaccine passport? You want access to go to college? You better get on the green light locker. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, we talked during the break about how there are these underserved populations, there are vulnerable populations. They're a target for impact investor social impact bonds and these programs that come in at the local level. They don't call them that. It's a pay for success type of model. But like in Austin, ID 2020 was piloted here on homeless people. And that's the way that you can get
the most vulnerable.
Yes, the most vulnerable to agree to the terms, which if they want to receive services, food, healthcare, job assistance, all of that will come in through these programs. But those are adults who can consent if they ask questions. I'm talking about in the schools, this is a captive market of people these are children who are preyed upon, fed into a system that they did not consent to, neither did their parents.
But you think about the aspect of the homeless being tested on this. And by the way, when they did that, it was all denied. InfoWars reported on it first. It was confirmed. And then they just said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist. And then about 2 months later, they admitted it was all real. But it's the same thing. It's saying, okay, and they didn't quite go to this level yet, but it's saying, okay, you want to get the benefits at this homeless shelter down here. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to put this microchip in your body. You're going to have to sign up for this ID 2020. And at that point of the, you know, maybe a homeless person's life, they just figure, hey, whatever it takes to get a meal or, you know, whatever. This is just trying to bring it in onto the youth and just make it the normal thing for every generation after that.
Sure. And people don't think to ask questions. Or if they, you know, I talk to, sometimes it's the dads who are the most excited about these technologies. And they'll say, well, I don't have anything to hide. I mean, they can have my data. I don't have anything to hide.
But they wouldn't hurt me.
Right. I'm not doing anything that, you know, I don't care. But, you know, that response frustrates me because I think if they understood what we're really talking about here, I mean, we're going to be living in a panopticon. I mean, that's really, and I don't know if you study geofencing, but that the way that we will be controlled, how we move about and go from even county to county or state to state or international travel, everything we will be controlled through this blockchain.
Yeah, you'll basically technology. Be like your iPhone, like Find My iPhone, except you'll be a person.
You're right.
Just, you know, a blip on the radar.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the key thing we should get into next. We're about to go to a break here because I have the same thing with friends that I talk to about the vaccines. And, you know, I don't like to peer pressure anybody to take a vaccine or not. I just will say, hey, you know, some of the stuff goes on with the vaccine. Are you aware of this? And I get so many times the same response. The vaccine makers wouldn't put a deadly vaccine out there. They wouldn't do that to us. Oh, the government wouldn't do that to us. Oh, the media would cover it if they would. Well, who do you think owns the media and the government? Big Pharma. They pay trillions of dollars to own these people. They're not going to be honest about it. Now they want to own
the... We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Segment here with my guest in studio, Lynn Davenport. We're talking about so much off the air. And I'll just begin the conversation with this, Lynn, and then take it away with anything you want to depart on the audience before you depart. There's a threshold that needs to be reached. And I see this in my life. I think you probably see this with parents, too, fighting this tyranny coming to schools that the battle you're in right now is, when is the threshold going to be crossed intellectually by Americans that the government is not there to help? They are not there to help you. There's always ulterior motives. And just because the news won't report it doesn't mean it's not real. And as soon as Americans can chew on that and swallow that and understand that that's the case, then these vaccine mandates and all the public pressure to do this will just evaporate overnight. It'll just be gone as soon as you realize that. I don't know when that threshold is going to be crossed. I don't know how much closer we could get to it with everything that we're learning. But let's start with this. Talk about, you were talking about at the school board meeting, how there were a couple deaths at the school, clearly from the vaccine. They won't admit it. And but then also how they basically separate illegally, by the way, they segregate people wearing masks from the sheep that the sheep wearing masks from the people that don't wear the masks.
Yeah, well, a couple of hours before the school board meeting, which was going to be a heated meeting to vote on masks, even though it's completely illegal, they're going against the governor's mandate where, or GA 38, where we are not required. We have a choice. If we want to mask our children or not, you have the choice. But our district has chosen to force masks on the children. So that's all tied up in legal battles. Well, so the superintendent sends out an email just before the meeting saying, I regret to tell you that we lost a teacher and a student. It was the week before, but she waited till then to tell that. She said it was because the family gave her permission. Well, so they're blaming it that they're saying that the teacher and the student died from COVID. We don't have any information, no medical history. It says no underlying conditions, but they were both vaccinated. And we know that teens are dying from myocarditis and having heart issues. And we know that where the vaccine has been distributed most in Israel and the UK, that you can tie that to the variant. So this is inconclusive. You can't say they died of COVID if they were vaccinated. You need to take all those things into consideration. But more importantly, it was using that as a political tool, using the deaths of the teacher and the student. The teacher had a third booster. That, we need to take that into consideration, that she may have had an adverse reaction. The student might have had an adverse reaction. But more importantly, I think the way that they treated us, I think, is a glimpse into our future. It's medical segregation, apartheid.
Yeah, I like that. It's medical apartheid. That's what it is.
Well, my friend who's from South Africa, he's a teacher, and he was there at the meeting, and he said, I left South Africa 30 years ago, but I've already witnessed this in person, and it's terrible, and I don't want my country to be like that.
It's like, this is America? This is the America I came to?
Yeah, so they put the unmasked parents in the back. They set up a separate microphone for us. They actually got in trouble
with
the fire marshal because we were blocking. You couldn't get in and out. So they had the masked, the those who worship at the altar of the mask, and they were all in the front, and we were in the back corner.
I'm surprised they didn't let you in. In Austin, they just don't even let you in. Or in the surrounding counties. They just, you don't want a rash, you don't want to have a vaccine, you don't want your kids indoctrinated, they just kick you out. They just tell you not to come in. They have the police tell you not to.
And keep in mind, our superintendent has been seen at social events without a mask on. Indoors.
Of course.
Give me a break. This is all political theater. But to create this division amongst, and also they try and make it look like those who are the parents who are anti-mask, that they're anti-vaxxers, and that they're also, they paint us as privileged and we're racist, all the things. And it's completely unfounded. And, I've talked a lot about the academic progress. Black and brown students, they never talk about their performance. The black and brown trustees, they don't talk about academic outcomes for the students that they supposedly represent.
Well, that's because it's an argument that wouldn't work for them. And they know that. But let me get this boiled down to you, because it's not just unfair, the treatment, or it's inaccurate. Because here's the madness of it all. I want you to boil down opinion to this. People that are getting the vaccines are dying from COVID. They admit that. Okay, well, that's just a fact. So what difference does it make whether I have the vaccine or not if people that get the vaccine? But they somehow use that as an argument as to why you should get the vaccine. So it's like, wait a second. This person's been triple vaccinated and still died from COVID. And that's your argument to force vaccines on everybody? How do you boil that down? How do you boil that insanity down? Because these are just average people that you deal with that claim this.
I boil it down to science. So, they say, trust the science. Trust the experts. Which ones? Because they can't agree. So who are you going to listen to? But we don't get a public debate. We don't get a public discussion. They set up they stack the deck against us. We don't have a real debate on this. They decide who gets to impose this. They have an ad hoc committee of yes men, doctors who are pro-mask, doctors who are pro-vaccines, and there are plenty of doctors out there, like Dr. Fleming you had on the show, that they know what's in the vaccine. They know it was a bioweapon. They know that it, the gain of function research, they know all of those things, and they are
it's all public information.
Sounding the alarms. And so where's the discussion? Science is not settled.
No, science is actually never settled. In fact, guys, I sent you something to print for me. I don't know if you ended up printing it or not, but it was basically saying if we believed the science with everything, here's all the different things you would have believed throughout the course of history. It's like giving kids heroin and, you know, all this other stuff that's on there.
That's while you're pregnant.
Oh, yeah, the doctors encouraging you to smoke and all that stuff. That's following the science. We were still following all that science. Of course, that's all a thing of the past. That's not science anymore. But it just shows you how it's the same thing. And who knows how long it's been this way. Scientists can be easily bought and paid for. Doctors can be easily bought and paid for, just like politicians, just like people on TV and the news. Everybody has a price. And now we're seeing, with all the money that Big Pharma has, they can buy up scientists and doctors, and they don't even flinch.
Right. And so, you know, I mentioned them worshiping at the altar of the mask. So the mask, why I think that's the mountain to die on, you know, without even getting into the vaccine passports, the mask, that's the precursor to the mandatory vaccines. The mandatory vaccines are the precursor to the vaccine passports. So this is the mountain to die on. And it's not to mention, you can show how the masks are, I mean, clear. Well, here, let's ask the question. Does the vaccine work or the mask work? If so, then why are you worried about me wearing it?
That's another level of the illogic that we're dealing with.
No, this is the mountain to die on.
And here's what people need to understand, too. But, you know, the sad thing is, Lynn, we're dealing with just lying. We're just dealing with lying people. We're dealing with dishonest liars.
Yeah.
And that's why there's really no debate either, because they know they're liars. They know they would lose in a debate. So it's just like.
Right.
It's just like, okay.
So they control the narrative.
2 weeks to slow the spread. Just close your business. Just 2 weeks. Okay, we're going on year two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just wear the mask until you get vaccinated. Unvaccinated. You still have to wear the mask forever. Just one vaccine. That's all we ask. Just one vaccine and this will all be said and done. Now it's two. Now it's three.
Three.
Okay, just a vaccine passport. That's it. Just a vaccine passport. That'll be it. Well, what's after that? What's after that? Blood donations to cross the state border? You know.
Right. Give your organ. It's incrementalism. So it's just a slow creep. But the pandemic was the perfect catalyst, the perfect crisis to bring all of this in. Because all of it has been in place. We've had the technology and they've known about it. But this is the perfect tool.
Yep.
To impose what we know, Klaus Schwab.
That's why they published this book right here.
Right.
COVID-19, the Great Reset. They don't even hide it.
No, they tell.
They don't even hide it. It's right here. Here's the book. They made COVID in a lab. They released it to get total control of the population, end medical autonomy, and you're done.
You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Right.
Yes, as I put my Darth Vader costume on, I'm Klaus Schwab. I write books about how we made COVID in a lab and released it to force vaccinate people to lose their bodily autonomy. And we're going to conquer the world. And the stupid idiots out there are going to completely go along with it because they're brainwashed and they just don't want to read.
Right.
There he is. Look at him.
I don't know how to read anymore. Oh, he's disgusting. Yeah.
I will conquer the earth. And once we have extincted humanity and civilization as you know it, my book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, will be the new Bible, and we will eliminate God from your consciousness. Good luck, Klaus. Good luck. Any final comments, Lynn, before we let you go?
Yeah, I mean, it's all a coup on God. I mean, they're all playing God. And so I say just at the most basic level, love your kids and know what what they're doing to your kids and what they're trying to impose on them and stand in the gap, say no. And,
You got to protect the kids. You got to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And if the parents aren't going to do it, if we're not going to do it at schools, it's looking bleak for the kids' future. All right, Lynn Davenport, thank you so much. Where can people follow you, by the way?
On Twitter, Lynn S. Davenport, and I have a podcast called Social Impact with Lynn Davenport.
Awesome. All right. Well,
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.